שכח גם.
שכח.
Start with the Torreway, North West London, Tuesday, 16th of Iyar, 17th of May, 31st day of the Omer, Rabbi Daniel Rosh, Lita, Megillas Rus, Part 2. This week's Torreway has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lichvot Simchas and Asun of Avi Brody and Fagerach, which take place on Lag Ba'omer, Hirotzen Shivnu, Bayis Ne'mon, B'Yisrael, L'Shem, V'Lis Hilo.
Okay, so just a quick recap. By the way, I also wanted to say, I don't think I mentioned last time, a lot of the ideas I've got is from somebody called Ramosha Miller. He's written up a whole, I think he's got an English commentary of the whole of Megillah Sus and Magid Shir in Samuel Yerushalayim, Talmud of Rav Matzio Weinberg, was the son of Rav Yaakov Weinberg. So a lot of, I don't know where all the ideas exactly come from, but important just to understand B'Shem Omar. We're be'ikah going to trace, as we were doing, what Chazal say and how Chazal build the picture of Megillas Rus. But just a quick recap of where we were. We saw the different shittas on why we read Rus Bichlal, the Mishnah Berurah brings and the Shari Tshuva bring, of whether it's partly because of Rus's acceptance of Torah is a kind of geiros, is like our receiving Torah, our Kabbalah of Torah. And we also saw the concept of it being linked to David HaMelech. And then as we explored, and we also saw the Madrash in Rus Rab, the Madrash, I think it's a Madrash, forget exactly where it's at, also that says, I haven't had either Madrash or Yerushalmi, I don't remember exactly where the whole Sefer was only brought for the Chesed, and to teach the Schar of the Chesed, and we saw as we entered into the Sefer that the background issue of Megillas Rus is the background of the issues of Moav, the background of the issues of Loit, the background of the issues of Sodom, the issue of the problems of Chesed. The Chesed involves, as Rashi says, there's certain kisufa, certain shame involved, and we see how Chazal developed this in a number of different ways. Most famously, the problem of Nahama de Chisufa, bread of shame. Namely, that to receive Chesed is a humiliating thing. And therefore, it's very nice of the Baal Chesed to do the Chesed. It's very nice that Avram's doing Chesed, but here you have Loit who feels like a gun. He's just an adjunct, an irrelevant. He loses dignity in doing so. And that's been a problem that's been there all the way through, and it affects our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It affected Adam's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It affected our Kabbalah Satorah. It affects everything. That you're just the recipient. What do you do? And Rus is coming back to answer this problem. And the very last pasuk of Perek Aleph finished by talking about her as Hashova Misdei Moav. She is returning Misdei Moav. And Chazal say it in, we saw, that's where we saw the Chazal say it in more than one place, of Matzasi David Avdi, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hecha Matzasi Matzasi B'Sodom. Right, somehow in Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fa'ai in Loit, and therefore in Moav, and therefore in Rus, comes out David HaMelech. And linking all this together means that David, first Rus, and eventually David is going to provide the answer to this problem. And Megillas Rus is therefore going to provide us the answer to this problem. We also saw that the Gemara in Baba Basra told us that Shmuel Anavi is the author, and that he was the one who was Mechaba also Sefer Shoftim and Sefer Shmuel. This is his whole life, and we saw the Gemara in Tumura that he himself co-ruled in the very beginning for a year with Shaul HaMelech. So this is all about how you bridge, how you get to Malchus, how you address the problems of Chesed, and so on. So there's a lot of excitement to cover in Megillas Rus. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll look at the second parak, and I think we have one more time together to try and look at the last two prokim. But let's just take a look at the second parak. We'll see how far we can go. But just we'll move around a little bit. But of course, the second parak opens with a Nomi Moidel in the Isha, Ishki B'chal, Mishpach Zalem Elech Shmoy Boaz. Right? It introduces the fact that someone called Boaz. This is not yet relevant to the story. It will become later on. And the very fact that Megillah throws this out over here is already telling you that there's a relative, i.e. there's already being Meramis, there's going to be issues of Ge'ula, Yibum, all these various things. And it wants us to look at what happens next in the context of that. And what happens next is exactly this. Now notice, she's called once again Moavia, right? Yeah, good if you're following inside. Good, she's called Moavia, which usually means she feels Moavia, right? There's a town, we've seen the problems of the town of Beis Lechem at this point. It's not a very welcoming place. It's developed within it some of the midos of Sodom, certainly in its higher class people. And so she feels very much like a stranger here. And she says to Naomi, El Chona Sadabet, V'halakto b'shibolim ach Hashem tzachim be'enov. So Rus says, I'm going to go and glean in the field of one in whose favor, in whose eyes I find favor. Now, we know this is the time of the Ketzir Chitim, right? Because we just had that in the first parak, which means it's the time of the Oimer, which means it's the primary harvest season, which means there's Lekat Shekhan Peah going on. So actually what Rus says is not true in Halacha. There's no need to be Moitzachain with anybody. And Oni has a right to walk into whatever field at this point. There's got to be Peah. There's going to be Shikha and Leket around as well. So she could just go and find. So you'd say, okay, fine. You know, she's only just been a Magaya. She doesn't know all the halachas. So she got, you know, the Miktas. We said Miktas Kalas and Miktas Chamura. She didn't get them all. So she made a mistake. Not very significant. But we're going to soon see that little line of Acha She'em Tzachain is not an accidental line. It's a yesod of the entire perek, as we'll see. So, Vatelech Vatovoi, now even the words Vatelech Vatovoi connote something quite desperate. She's going backwards and forwards. And the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufiyot Gimel, which has an Arichos on this, the Gemara says, talks about how she's Holcha, or she's going backwards and forwards, trying to find someone suitable, that she'd be good, suitable to people to go with. The Medrash Rosh Rabbah says that she didn't know the way. She wasn't familiar with the town. So she'd have to go, leave a mark, come back, make sure she knows the way home from here, go a bit further, leave another mark. But one way or the other, there's something very lost going on over here. Okay, we're not analysing every word, but that's just something to be ma'ira here. And she comes, and vayikar mikra, a coincidence happens, got to be in heavy inverted commas over here. Chalkas asada, levoyaz Hashem Mishpachas Elimelech. Boom, she ends up in that exact place. V'neboyaz bome beis lechem, and here Chazal tell us, the Gemara Bava Basra says, in Daf Tzadi Aleph, that in fact, Boyaz is Ivtzon. Right, we have a few psukim about in Shoftim about a shofet called Ivtzon, and the Gemara tells us Boaz is Ivtzon. Remember when it says he may show to Shoftim, it didn't tell us which one of the Shoftim. So Boaz is Ivtzon, and he's just gone through a catastrophe. He had in his life 60 children altogether, and he's just basically come and buried his last one. And he's changed his name now, Boaz, and that's going to become a name that will later be used as one of the pillars of the Beis Hamikdash. But there's something he's changing. This is everything's, he's been through his own disaster. But and here we pick up another hint. This is a Gemara in Brachos in Nundalad, says that this is another remez to the fact that things were so wrong in the town. How can you greet people with Shem Hashem? And basically what happens is Eislas Hashem, if you're a Teresach, this is it seems that Boaz was trying to instill in people covered for one another. Because every time you greet somebody, say Hashem Imachem, God is with you, then my pathway to Kadosh Baruch Hu is through you. So now you have Varech Hashem, the person can reply and be Mavarech you. But you see the same problems that we saw all along, the breakdown, the fact that society is broken down, people can't relate to one another. All the issues that go all the way back to Moav and Sodom is happening here in Beis Lechem. And that's how he's trying to get people to connect each other. Vayim Reloi Varech Hashem. Okay, then he has this dialogue, Yas, this person over here, and the person replies, the Nara replies, and first sounds a bit derogatory, then he sounds positive, and so on. But after that dialogue, Boaz says to Rus, Halo Shomat Biti, have you not heard my daughter? And that's an interesting question. What is she meant to have heard? Boaz hasn't yet spoken to her. So there are those who say that if you listen to the tone of the way the Nara replies. First he sounds negative, he says, he speaks to her as Nara Moyaviahi, but then she's positive. She's been working hard. And so is it Shaykh maybe that Boaz just, you know, like you have in the Gemara, it says in Megillah, when Achashverosh comes to Esther and says, you know, you've heard all these people be killed. Oh, what else? You know, like the Malach comes and gives her. Something changed. Boaz gave him a look. Boaz did something. So he's saying, "Alo shomat biti, you've heard. Nobody can say anything negative about you. One way or the other." He says, "Alo shomat biti, you've heard now. I'll tell you lil kait basada acha. Don't go anywhere else. Gam lo savuri mizeh b'choisid b'akinim naroisai." And again, there's different remozin the Gemara brings. Is he already being meramaz to her, the possibility of Yibum? But kipshutoi, he's welcoming her into the field. She's not going to have any problems. She doesn't need to go anywhere else. She can stay the whole time. There'll be enough for her to be looked after. I've surely commanded them not to touch you, which may explain why he got the Nara who was speaking to, you know, negatively turned to positive, and everybody understood from now nobody's going to mess with you. But Tzomis, you're thirsty, you can go into the workers' kitchen over there, take whatever you want to drink, it's all yours. Now, so listen to her reaction. She falls on the floor, she bows to the ground, and she says to him, she should say, thank you so much. This is so fantastic. I was lost, backwards, forwards. I've had to travel all day till I eventually found this place, and I'm so happy. And she says, why are you being so nice to me? Why have I been Maitzachim? Oh, that's what she said to Normie at the beginning, isn't it? I'm only going to go into a field to somebody in whose eyes I'm Maitzachim. So now she starts interviewing him. You know, why are you being nice to me? I'm a stranger. I'm not a local. People here aren't nice to locals, aren't nice to strangers. Why are you being nice to me? Now, Boaz doesn't just say, don't worry about it, all's good. Listen how he replies, Vayam Boaz Vayomela, who gave to Gadli, it's surely been told to me, Koyla Shal Sis Eschamoisech, all that you did, and that Lashon Asis will come back in a few minutes, Mitzvah Hashem, but Asis Eschamoisech, all that you did for your mother-in-law, Acharei Mois Ishech, after your husband died, Vatazvi Avich Ve'imech, you let go of your father and your mother, Ve'eretz Moiladatech, on the land of your birthplace. This sounds remarkably like right, this is Vatelchi al Amasha Loyodat Mol Shilshon. This is Yitzchak Boaz is saying to her, it's not we're being nice to you. We owe you, right? You looked after one of us. But more than that, in an era where we're struggling on Ruchnius on every level, in an era where Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us, in an era where people can't talk nicely to one another, in an era where the minute needs stock or the rich go running, in this tkufa, we have a modern day Avraham Avinu, and it's you. Yishalem Hashem Paalech. You think I can pay you back by being nice in your field? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should try and pay. Uktim Askotech Shlema, Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. May your schar be complete. And here Chazal Amaramez, it's a psikidur of Kahana, says Shlema is Melashon Shlema, whether it was a Nevuah or whether it was a Ruach HaKodesh and he didn't know this. But either way, may your payment be Shlema Melech, where you be Zoicha. We understand, we don't understand, we do understand. Samai says the words that you're going to end up producing the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bring the Shekhinah back over here. And he says explicitly, you've come under the wings of the Shekhinah, which means you brought the Shekhinah. You think I'm being nice to you because I have pity on you? I'm being nice to you because you're our hero. You're not like, as Chazal say, it's not, you won't be like the Amohis, like the maidservants, like Imohis. You're like one of the Imohis of Israel. It was like we finally got one of the Imohis back. But Toman, she says, this is what I was looking for. This is what I told my mother-in-law I need to find. I found favor in your eyes. Kini chamtani, you have comforted me. You spoke exactly to my heart. I will not be like one of your maidservants. That's a very strong statement, but this is, remember where she comes from. She comes from a world where people do not just accept chesed. You can't just be a Nebuch. That's what she's saying. Right? Interesting. I didn't just want to be, had you told me, look, we feel sorry for you, you're a bit of a Nebuch, there's no, I'd have walked away. But you told me the right thing. You told me you respect me. You told me you understand. That's different. Now, we would think instinctively this, you know, to accept. But let's see the significance of Vayomer lo Boaz, and Boaz says, Le'isaichel gishi haloim. Now, from here onwards, the Gemara tells us, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, Ula says, Bikesh Moshe Malchus, right? It's based on the passage of Shmoyis Perek Gimel, right in the beginning when Vayoyma al tikrav haloyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't come any closer, the burning bush, at the snare. Right? Al tikrav haloyim, the Gemara in Zvachim says, Bikesh Moshe Malchus, Moshe sought Malchus, v'loy nos loyim. Why? Because al tikrav haloyim. V'ein haloyim elo Malchus, the word haloyim is a word for Malchus. Right? David says this, that whom are you brought me at haloim? Haloim is a word for Malchus. Listen to the Lashon, Gashi haloim, come near to here. But it's a remez. Again, Is it benavua? Is it Ruach HaKodesh put it in his mouth? He's saying, this act here, you coming in, is going to bring malchus. And the Gemara in Shabbos goes to every single line here. Everything now is basically remez to malchus. Etc. And of course, Sevilla is always merumas to the number Sheva, which is always Shavuos. There's many, many remazim over here. Of course, this is Shavuos, is the culmination of the first phase of the Ketzir Chitim, which is the Vachalta Vasavata, Rech Lashem Lekecha. So fine, you're going to experience a mini Shavuos, if you like. Your Kabbalah Satoira, not surprisingly, she's going to have this. Okay, so. And a boyaz then gives more tzivuyim that again bein amorim to that. She can also gather over there. But loisachlimua again, don't shame her. The same issue, right? Don't ever let her feel like she's the recipient of free chesed, the gam shalta, etc. And drop extra things. But tadaket v'sada the erev, she goes and she's doing the whole day till the evening. Tachbet sheli keta v'ika efasayim, a huge amount she gathers. But tisa v'tovei here, and she goes backwards and eventually comes to the city. Her mother-in-law sees the incredible amount she's gathered. But Toitish brings it out. What she's had even greater than satisfaction, all the spares she's had. Where'd you do this? Well, who's the person who's done this for you? May the one who recognized you get a bracha. And she tells her mother-in-law, this is what she says. Vatoimen, she says, Shema ish asher asisi imoy hayoim, the name of the man who I did things for today is called Boaz. One second, I have to pause on that. The name of the man I did things for today? She hasn't done a thing for Boaz. Boaz has been looking after her the whole day and arranged the entire field around her. There's only, that's what normally asked, who's the man who's on our seats? Who's the guy who looked after you? She turns around and says, no, the fellow I looked after, the guy I've acted for, his name's Boaz. And this is where the Medrash Rus Rabba says as follows. Says, Yoisim Masha Balabais, Oisim Ani Oisim Balabais. More than the Baltstocker does for the poor person, the poor person does the rich person. Now the first Mishnah in Shabbos begins with the Oni giving to the Balabai. So, Shekein Omer Rus Lenormi, because this is the source for this Yisoid. Rus says to Normi, Shema Ishashal Sisi Imayayim, the guy I looked after today, she corrects her mother-in-law, his name is Boaz. What do you mean? Lama She Osa Imi, not the person who looked after me, the person I looked after. She says, Harba Pu'ulois, do you know how much work I had to do? I was going backwards and forwards looking for the right fellow. V'harba tovo, says he. Do you know how much good I did? He might be shvil shechilani prusa achas, just for him to give me a little bit of food. I wasn't just going to. Do you know what happened today? We had an exchange. He had some extra food to give. I had the ability to turn him into bal chesed. Who's getting more in this agreement, in this arrangement? I had the greatest gift of all today. I was walking around looking for the right candidate to give the greatest matan in the world. I could turn somebody into Baal Chesed. I could give them eternity. I could give them dignity. And I went round. This wasn't poshut. I had to interview him. I had to check he was worthy. And he passed the test. So I gave him. Oh, by the way, he gave me a bit of food for it. You know, like, who gained more over here? This is it. Rashi brings it over. It's literally the Medrash Rus Rabba right over. This is the Yesoid. Unbelievable concept. In other words, she's saying, you have the whole vision of chesed wrong, Normie. You think there's givers and there's takers. It's much more complicated than that. It's there's receivers. The greatest giving of all is to receive, to turn somebody else into a giver. Now, this is just phase one of the Megillah, because we're going to go into an even deeper phase in the remaining prokim. Yitzhak Hashem will just start to look at some of the issues in a moment. But this is the beginning of the answer. The problem of Nahama de Chisufa, the problem of the bread of shame, is whoever gives, the other recipient is biased, is ashamed just to look in the face of the person. The person wants to write on the Makav Shalai more than Tisha Kav Meshachaveri. He wants more. You want your own, you want your dignity. And Rus is beginning to tell us one second, but there's dignity in receiving. The person who receives gives more than the giver gives. No act of chesed can possibly happen without two. And the stimulus of chesed is the oni. Right? Like Rabbi Akiva says to Tonus Rufus in Baba Basra, you know, that this is what's matzah us from Ganem, this is what gives us chayei olam haba, this is everything. So she is beginning to turn the equation on its head. She's turning the oni into the giver. This is what's happening. And this begins to offer us the beginning of an insight into what it means for us to be mekabel Torah Makadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel Chayim Makadosh Baruch Hu. We allow Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to become manifest. We allow Kadosh Baruch Hu's gilui, revelation, to become manifest. Emerach b'loy am. So even though we don't need to feel like Adam Arishon felt, like the Nebuch in the what are you? Nothing. Tolas v'loy ish, you know. That's fine. But at the same time, you can be mekabel the Shechina. You can be mekabel the Torah. That's infinite, that you become a shutuf, nas a shutuf, right? You can become literally, as the Gemara describes, being a shutuf with ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz, a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the incredible nature of being the recipient. And that's the answer, the beginning of the answer, that we were waiting centuries to come back, that Lot should have been able to do from the beginning but couldn't, and left with that painful question. And Rus is coming back and showing the beginning of what's going to be, how this all works. So, Vatoyma Nomi Lechalos, and Nomi says to the daughter, Baruch Hu Lashem, Ashele Ozav Chasta is a Chaimus Amesim. Baruch Hashem, who didn't leave his chesed, notice the chesed has now come in, Loi Ozav Chasta. Up till now, that was called Azivas Chesed. Right? There was an abandonment of chesed, because that's the whole point. Chesed is a very difficult thing. But Loi Ozav Chasta is a Chaimus Amesim. Vatoyma Nomi, and Nomi says, Koriv Lono Ish Migoyaleinuhu. Well, it just happens to be you've been in Boaz's field, and he's been so welcoming, and you've now, right? He's Migoyaleinu. But notice, so he could have sent. Why did Normie not send in the first place? Because in the first place there was no Havah Minah. There was no Havah Minah of this ever working. Why would Rus, right? Remember what Normie had said originally to Rus? What, you're going to wait for some old person to come along and marry him? Well, you're never going to marry anybody. He's not going to want to marry you. You're not going to want to marry her. But in what Rus said, she's just shown something very interesting. Rus doesn't live in the ordinary world of givers and takers where one's always gaining at the expense of another. Rus lives in a different world. Right, but he also, Rus doesn't think there's much plan over here because Boaz had said that she should go with the boys. Maybe he's trying to be Mashadach me to one of them. I don't think he's interested. Adam Kilu Esh Kolakotza Shaliva Toima Nomi Arusa Kalosa Toiv Biti Kisetzi Imna Roisov. She corrects her. Right? He probably said to go with the female workers, right? That's a correction of Sneas, but it's also a correction of, and maybe he's not Shadchaning you to anybody. Veloiv Gubach Bach Basada Acha. But Tidbak Banaris Boyas, the Laka the Kelois Kitsira Soirim, Kitsira Chitim, Vateshavis Chamoisa. Right, and that's it. The end of the Ketzir Sa'irim, sorry, I said for Ketzir Chitim. Ketzir Sa'irim is the Oima. Perid and Ketzir Chitim is the beginning of Shavuos. Now, so that ends Perik Beis. And Perik Gimel begins with a pasuk that seems to contradict itself. Right, when we were walking the first time and I told you shouldn't wait for me to have a child, I'll look for somebody good for you. Now there is this man Boaz, if you remember the fellow you've been in his field. Now this seems to be a stira because Rus, I'm looking for somebody good for you, right? Somebody, you know, somebody your age, somebody, right? The Gemara in Yevama says you can't just do Yibum with somebody a very big age guy. I'm looking for someone good for you. Oh, by the way, there's somebody who might buy back all my lands and, you know, rebuild my family. So which is it? It's good for Rus or it's good for Boaz? But this is the beginning of the Oimek over here. You see, the next thing that's going to happen is what the Ramban says about Yibum. Yibum, we know, is a mitzvah. Lahokim Shem Ames. Yibum is the mitzvah to bring the person, the brother has to bring the person who died back to life to some degree. Have the children. And the entire lineage, by no coincidence, of Mashiach is generated out of Yibum. We're going to see there'll be a Yibum here, but an interesting Yibum. It's not a precise Yibum, because Boaz is a further relative. He was not a brother of any Melech, and certainly not a brother of Machlon and Kilion. So it's not really Yibum, and yet it clearly is Yibum. And as I said last time, Mesechus Yevamos is full of direct and indirect Ramazim all the way through to Megillas Rus. Because the Ramban explains Yibum is more than just a technical mitzvah of a brother. In fact, Kodem Matan Torah, Yibum could have been any family member. After Matan Torah, if the concept can only be on a further relative. But Kodem Matan Torah could have been even a very close relative. Yehuda and Tamar could have been a real Yibum. There's an Arichas on this in the MS Yaakov, a fabulous piece, and Parsha Vayeshev, Kedai to look up. Too much for us to go through in the Shurim here. But there's the point is that the principle of Yibum, and you'll notice, you got the Malchus of Beis David, right? Peretz, which we're going to come to back at the end. Remember that lineage goes back to a Maisa Yibum, effectively, right? Oinon wouldn't do the Yibum, so Yehuda himself has to end up doing it. But even Rus herself, the Moavia, comes from a kind of a Yibum too. A pre-Matan Torah Yibum, right? Which is Lot and his daughters. At least Ba'oinus, there was some kind of restoration of the family, and they thought restoration of the world going on over there. And we're going to have it over here. Here we're going to have it two ways. You'll see that as we're going to see as we go on, Rus herself is going to replace Normie, and Boaz is going to replace Elimelech. So we're going to have many different elements of Yibum, and the deep inside of Yibum. And the whole question, the Gemara of Yibum, with the right kavanas, the wrong kavanas, what does it need to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Yibum, is basically this. And it's exactly what happens with Oinon. He knew that Lo Yazara won't be his child, so he doesn't want to do it. This is a question of giving up myself for the sake of somebody else, becoming a surrogate for them. That is the complete obliteration of self. It's the opposite. Normally, Ma'aser Chesed risks the dignity of the recipient. Here it's a Ma'aser Chesed where the giver is completely destroyed by the Chesed. And that's why people will never do. Why that was the whole problem over there that led to Yehuda then holding back Shalon, and in the end, he himself has to be maneuvered into it. But the point that Normie discovers in Rus is Rus doesn't see the world in givers, takers, winners, and losers. Rus sees a world in which everybody together builds the Ma'aser Chesed, in which somehow doing Chesed and receiving Chesed is two people coming together to generate one incredible something. And so she says, could it be that what's good for you is also happens to be giving yourself up at the same time? Could they somehow come together? And therefore, the Avakash of Manoach, the looking for somebody who's going to Yitav Loch is going to be good for you. You, the modern Avraham Avinu, you, the person who understands that Chesed works through a two-way relationship, could it be that you can do this? And this little, seeming small yesoid is going to magnify itself into something so vast, something so radical, and something so revolutionary, that by the end of the Sefer, we will be ready not just to be Masakin, the town of Beis Lechem, that was struggling with the whole world of Chesed before and the whole problems over there, but we're going to actually be ready to bring tikkunim to all of Klal Yisrael to resolve problems that have been going on for centuries, and to actually prepare Klal Yisrael for Malchus Beis David. And that, Mi'etz Hashem, we will see in the final installment next week. I think we have one more session.